Hello again, it's Felicity Fields, and you are in Fabulous Facebook 101, Zero to Rockstar in 7 days. We're on to day 4, which is the juicy topic of what you should post on Facebook and how often you should post it. So let's dig right in. In this video, we're going to go over the mechanics of how to actually post on Facebook, talk about the top 5 types of likable posts, when, as in what time and days you should post, how often you need to post per week, and then I'll talk a little bit about what to expect in terms of interaction and likes, shares, and comments. So first, let's dive into the technical aspects of how to post on Facebook. Okay, so let's go over real quickly how to functionally post something on your Facebook page, and then we'll get to the rest of the training video. So the first thing you need to do is log into your Facebook account. You're going to be logged in as you, the person. Go up here to this little gear icon in the right hand corner and go to click on it. And when you click on it, you'll get the option to use Facebook as. Go ahead and use it as your page. We're going to go down here to this box. It says share how things are going. And you can just type a simple status update. So you can say, hey, I'm in the middle of recording some awesome new Facebook training materials. If you want to post a link to something, just copy and paste the link. So for example, if I wanted to post a link to my website, I would do that. If you want to add a photo or a video, you can click on this button here. You can either, and then you can tell it where on your computer to go find it. There's some other options over here. You can run an exclusive offer, you can set up an event, you can mark a milestone. A milestone is just something important that's happened in your business. Or you can set up a poll, which is this question option. When you're getting started, I recommend just using the plain old status. You're just going to write something in here. You're probably going to include a link if it's an article or a blog post or something like that. If you have a picture you want to upload, so for example, some of those funny pictures or funny memes, like this one here, I wrote a status update. I included the image, the link where I found this image, and then I also uploaded the image itself. So that's it. That's really all there is to posting on Facebook. It's not hard. It's always an option. It's always the first thing right underneath your cover image. Now that you know how to post on Facebook, let's talk about what kinds of things you should post. In general, these are the top 5 things that get the most interaction. They are videos or pictures. And if they're funnier, the better. You've probably seen this if you've spent any time on Facebook at all. Funny pictures are making the rounds a lot. And in fact, Facebook's latest update just made it more photo-friendly. You can see bigger pictures than you used to be able to. Aside from videos and pictures, if you can find memorable quotes, usually also as a picture, but not always, those are pretty popular. Anything that's behind the scenes at your business, so for example, if you're working on recording a new training or you're brainstorming something or something funny happened with a client that you feel like sharing publicly, people love that kind of stuff. Definitely share client successes. So if you get a great testimonial or you had a great experience working with someone or a client has just accomplished a big milestone, share that on your page and also share your free resources. Now we're going to talk more about this in day 7, tracking your success. But some of these things are going to depend on your audience. You're going to find that for some businesses, they really like the free resources. Some maybe not so much. Some much maybe more into videos than behind the scenes. But in general, this is where you want to start when you're starting to plan what kinds of things you want to post to your Facebook page. So now let's get to the really juicy question. When do you post? How often do you post? If you can, it's ideal to post at least once a day, especially when you're starting out and you're trying to get traction. It's good to get into the habit of setting aside about 5 or 10 minutes every day. It doesn't take very long to write a post. It's a sentence or two. Maybe you put a picture on there. Maybe you don't. It doesn't take very much time, but it's important to keep updating it because when you're asking people to come like your page, they want to see that you're active there. They want to know that you are taking the time to update your page at least once a day. So you need to do this, especially in the beginning when you're gathering fans and you're starting to build your online presence. If it's just not possible to post every day, post at least 2 or 3 times a week. And I would try to post both on the weekday and on the weekend. And that really depends on your again, on your market, if you are targeting working moms, they're probably not going to be on Facebook between 9 to 5 on weekdays. They may be on late at night or on weekends. Alternatively, if you're targeting entrepreneurs who spend a large portion of their day working, and part of that is being on Facebook, then posting on Facebook during the day might be a great idea. So when to post is based on your network, and you want to experiment with a few different things and see sort of what takes and what doesn't. Regardless of how often you post, log in every day to Facebook to respond to any likes, comments, or questions. Again, in the beginning, you probably aren't going to have very many of these. It's going to take a while to hit the point where people are visiting your page often enough to interact with you, but it's really, really good to get into the habit of sitting down to write a post every day. It takes about 5 minutes, and then taking 5 or 10 minutes to look through and make sure that you haven't missed any comments or questions or likes on your page. So before we sign off for this lesson, I want to talk a little bit about what to expect in terms of likes and shares and comments. Statistically speaking, across the board, only about 1 to 3% of your fans are going to interact with you. That means if you have 1,000 fans on your page, somewhere between 10 and 30 of them will be active on your page. They'll actively comment or like or share or do something with the stuff that you post on there. So when you first start out, you simply may not have enough numbers to make those conversions work, right? If you only have 50 fans and 1% of them are interacting with you, 1% of 50 fans is half a person. You can't have half a person interacting with you. So when you first start out, don't be discouraged if people aren't responding to the things that you post. They are seeing them. Once you get above 30 fans, you'll be able to use the Facebook Insights, and it will tell you that people are seeing your posts, and you just need to get up to at least 100, right, because 1% of 100 is one person. You need to get up to 100 or so before you really start seeing some results. So before you get a lot of interaction, the first thing you're going to want to look at is the number of people whose eyeballs saw the post, and as you get more fans in, your number of interactions is going to go up. And I have to say, my page at the time of this recording has somewhere around 230 fans, and I do see about 2 to 4 interactions a day, which is just about where it should be. So this does work. It's not just some statistically out there number. It has worked for me, and it works for a few of my clients as well. So just keep that in mind when you're starting out, that your goal is to get up to just eyeball seeing your posts, and that eventually you're going to start paying attention to the number of people who are liking, sharing, or commenting on your posts. So that's it. Your action step for this week is really simple. Go post your first update on Facebook. And if you have questions about anything in this lesson, please feel free to email me. I'm happy to help. My email is felicity@felicityfields.com. You can find a link to my email in the bottom left corner of the sidebar on this page, or you can go to the contact page of my website and use the contact form there to get in touch with me. Thanks so much for watching. I look forward to seeing your first update on Facebook, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video.